So we're here now on Native Voices United radio station, and we have someone very special that's joining us this afternoon. She's from Cheerful Givers, and we would like to welcome her, Ms. Karen Kitchell. Welcome to Native Voices United.
Thank you. It's a thrill to be here, and so much appreciate all that you are doing and have done to support Cheerful Givers.
Well, we love Cheerful Givers, and we're so happy to be able to help the children that are in need. So can you tell us, just in your own words, specifically what Cheerful Givers is all about?
Sure. You know, if you think about a child who wakes up this morning and realizes today is his birthday, and when he goes through the day, nothing happens, no birthday balloons, no gifts, and at the end of the day, this child is thinking, what's wrong with me? I thought that everybody got to have a happy birthday, but why not me? Well, that's really the essence of Cheerful Givers. It's a way to really provide small birthday gift that parents can give to their children. Parents who just simply can't afford to buy a gift. Many, many parents throughout the country who are struggling, they can't afford food for their family. And when you can't afford food, you don't have even that extra dollar to buy a birthday gift. And so when that special day comes up for your child, it's not only the child who feels bad, but also the parent. And so that's why we work with volunteers across the country who help, and they help by making donations so that we can buy the gift bags, buy the toys, and get them to these less fortunate parents.
And I know that a lot of children are struggling along with their parents and things like that. Can you tell me where some of these birthday bags may go to, some of the institutions?
Well, sure. The birthday bags get distributed to food shelves and shelters. And we do that because, again, for people who can't afford food, when they come to the food shelf, and really that is how Cheerful Givers got started. Our founder, Robin Steele, went to a food shelf and found out from the director that when a parent comes in, they're needing food for their family, but if they know their child has a birthday coming up, they're just frantically looking for something. And if they're lucky, they might get a box of cereal. Sometimes parents would grab a can of fruit or a can of vegetables, just have something to give them as a gift. And so that's why Robin decided, you know, we need to get something as a fun birthday gift at food shelves and also at shelters. You know, people who don't have a home for whatever reason also don't have the ability to go out and buy a birthday gift for their child. So they get distributed, you know, pretty much wherever they are needed for less fortunate parents.
And if there are listeners out there that are interested, where should they go or who should they contact if they want to donate to Cheerful Givers?
The best way to do that is to go to our website. And our website is www.cheerfulgivers.org. So it's www.cheerfulgivers.org. And then you can make a donation online, or if you prefer to send the check, you'll find the address there. When you go to the website at the top, you just click on Give, and that will have all of the information. And then, you know, I might just add, because I get a question from people a lot, maybe don't have the funds to give. What else can they do if they want to support Cheerful Givers? And, you know, people have been very creative in the ways they support Cheerful Givers. Some people have on their own birthday, they have said, or their children's birthday, we don't need more gifts. We already have a lot of things. And so they ask their family and friends who really want to give them a gift instead to make a donation. So that's one way, you know, if you don't have the funds yourself, but you might consider that. We've got some volunteer opportunities that people can get involved in, and lots of information on the website.
And what about the birthday club?
Birthday Club, thank you for bringing that up, because that is just really an amazing way that people can feel like they're helping all year round. And, you know, the thing about birthdays is they happen every day. You know, it's not like other holidays that it's once a year and everyone celebrates, but each child should have their own one special day. So what we have done with the Birthday Club is people simply agree to a $10 donation, or more if they wish, and then that $10 is automatically deducted every month. And so the person, each month, they're allowing at least one child to have a happy birthday.
That's an excellent idea. And so we want to thank you so much for coming out with us today, Karen. And I really think that Cheerful Givers is the way to go. I mean, there's so many kids out there that are in need and families that are in need. And if we could just do a little something to help them out, I think it will go a long ways. And we thank you for joining us today on Native Voices United Radio. And once again, if you want to contact Cheerful Givers, please go to www.cheerfulgivers.org.
Thank you. Thanks so very much.
Thank you for joining us, Karen. Imagine you are 6 years old today. No gift, no card, but enter cheerfulgivers.org. With every $10, one parent can give one child a happy birthday. So go ahead and check out www.cheerfulgivers.org today. Cheerful Givers! Join the Birthday Club. Egmont Overture Finale by Kevin McLeod.